This brings us to our next item.
So the next item, is the uncontested items. There's only one item, and that's a waste discharge requirements for Cold Canyon Landfill. It's on consent. We can pull it if the board has questions or would like to discuss it. We don't have any letters or comments regarding it that would cause us to pull it, but.
A couple of questions.
Mr. Young has a couple of questions.
Okay, so I'll ask staff to come up to the presentation table, and we'll pull it off consent and allow Mr. Young to ask his questions.
Point of information or question to the chair. Do we have to pull it off consent to hear a couple of brief questions, or can it be left on consent and have those questions answered?
Well, it all depends what the question leads to.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. Ryan Lodge, Water Board staff.
So in further reading through the staff report, I don't think I had asked you anything about how many wells, private wells are in the area within the 1,000-foot facility boundary.
I'd have to look.
It's a 1,000-foot facility, so that's just the boundary for the landfill itself, the 1,000-foot?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Within 1,000 feet of the boundary.
And so outside this area, are there residences on individual water wells?
Yes, I believe there are.
Do we have any idea about the water quality in those wells?
No.
And I take it they would probably fall into that category of the least regulated or the least monitored of our water well systems.
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
There are 66. This is within a mile, there's 66 wells.
Of private water wells?
Right.
And we don't have any information on the water quality in those wells?
No.
Okay. And I talked to Ken a little bit before we started, and he seems to feel that everything is not to be too concerned about with this particular landfill. And
what I said, Mr. Young, was I think my staff has everything under control, and that if there were concerns, they would raise those.
That sounds like lawyer speak, Mr. Harris.
Well, I'm a quack lawyer, so.
Okay, all right.
It takes one to know.
It takes one to know one. Okay, you know.
As I mentioned, I
to
believe
to be a quack or to be a lawyer.
As I mentioned, I believe you're practicing engineering without a license, so that's a problem too.
Okay. So my only request would be if staff could just come back after the 2-year period where you think you're going to have enough monitoring completed that you could give us a kind of an answer with more confidence as to whether there's a discharge or a release from this landfill. You know, my concern is that the landfill has been in operation for about 50 years, and we just don't really know definitively whether there's been a release or not. Looks like there hasn't been, but if you were to tell me, don't worry about it, there hasn't been, the monitoring has been sufficient to lead us to that conclusion, I would feel differently. But, you know, there's this one comment here. It's on page 3. Right in the middle, groundwater quality, there have been several indications that a release from the unlined portions of the landfill has occurred. If that statement wasn't there, I probably wouldn't be going down this line of questioning.
That was prompted by the trends in terms of the chloride and the sulfate in the area. We haven't seen, and that occurred in the early 2000s, where we saw those trends increasing. We haven't seen a VOC component to that, and what normally we see with the leachate release, would you'd see a VOC hits coming after you see some salts coming out. So that's part of what we're looking at, is if we can differentiate between what's going on in the groundwater underneath the facility itself, with some of the additional monitoring parameters. And so, yeah, and we find, yeah, we can come back in a couple of years and give you an update on what's going on, and if the additional information indicates one way or another whether we can say there's a release or not.
So if I could add on to this, John Robertson, Regional Board staff, when organics show up in groundwater, it's a no-brainer, you've got a release. What we're talking about now are inorganic compounds that are already in groundwater. And so you have to ascertain, do you have trends that are increasing, showing increasing concentrations, or can you fingerprint the groundwater such that it looks a lot like leachate from the landfill? You know, and the way you do that is through the parameters that Ryan has added to the monitoring and reporting program. So we'll have to do a few cycles of monitoring to establish, does this fingerprint like leachate or not?
Okay. Mr. Chair, do you mind if staff inserts something in the EO's report once the next 2 years of monitoring have been completed, and you get a brief paragraph?
And I'll, you know, share, and this is, you know, characterize it as being anecdotal, but, you know, some of the neighboring wells adjacent, the water quality is pretty poor. They do have high sulfur content, and also the yield of some of the wells which are immediately adjacent to are very low producing wells. In fact, it's a bit of a challenge on some of the properties to even have what's called a legal well. Just as a sidebar.
If I could add on to that, this is a stone's throw away from the Arroyo Grande oil field, and they have a strong presence of sulfur, and that kind of explains what you're speaking of, Chair Wolf, with respect to the sulfides.
Thank you.
Okay, so, yes.
Mayor Delgado, just to answer your question about items on consent, the board has agreed previously that items would remain on consent as long as there were no questions or public comments. If there were any questions, any item would be pulled off consent just to keep the consent calendar streamlined. So that's why it got pulled off consent today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so
we can vote on the consent calendar.
Pardon me?
I guess we can vote.
It's the only item.
Yeah.
That was on consent, it's no longer on consent, so you can just vote on that item by itself.
Yep. So at this time, do we have any additional comments or questions? To my right, to my left. So
we do need just a reminder, it has to be roll call.
That's correct. We will have a roll call vote. Would you please make the roll call?
I have a question. Does it have to have a motion now that it's off of the consent calendar or not?
Yes, I think it needs a motion.
Yeah.
We'll so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So let's.
No.
So no. Now let's do the roll call for the all in favor. You know, we do have a motion.
And then do you have
it was
a second?
Yes.
And then we do the roll call.
Okay. Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Okay, unanimous. So thank you. So at this time, before moving to the next item, let's take a 15-minute break, and we will reconvene at 10:30. Thank you.